Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, our nearest listeners. It's always been a pleasure having you around every Thursday as we present Hustlers Hangout. Hustlers Hangout is a show that celebrates the Nigerian spirits, the Nigerian businesses, and you know, we talk about challenges and the activities. We just look around the space and see what's happening. As usual, I am your host, Medeme, and with me today in the studio is a very pretty guest. I think she's a model. Are you a model? Yeah. She is none other than Chinwedu Cynthia. Chinwedu Cynthia Anyao, and she is the founder of Chinwe Angelic Touch Studios. She is a professional beauty, special effects makeup artist. She plays around the movie industry, and I think she has produced her own film. She has produced her own film, and she's just everywhere. She does everything. She's like, I'm thinking of the term to use that would properly explain who she is. She's what you call a jack of all trade and a master of all.
Aww.
Yeah. So say hello to our guest.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Okay, so before we, you know, like delve into why we're here today, just tell me about you, tell me about yourself, what it is you do and how you came to do, you came to play in this space.
Okay. My name is Chinwedu Cynthia Anyao, like you earlier said, and I'm a makeup artist, I'm a hairstylist, I'm a costumier, I'm an SFX artist too. So I sell clothes, I sell shoes, I sell...
I told you, she does.
I sell hair, I sell bags, in fact, I sell everything.
She does everything. I'm even afraid, as we are here in this studio, I don't know if I'll be put up for sale somewhere. Like, if you people don't hear from me after now, please. Okay, go to my social media page. I've tagged her in all my posts.
Okay.
Look for her and ask her for my whereabouts, because she might have sold me.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, how has business been? When did you decide that this was what you wanted to do?
Yeah, when I decided, I don't know if there was a time I decided, because I was brought up by an entrepreneur.
Oh.
My mom was a serious hustler, like,
wow.
Yes, a serious hustler. And then when I was growing up, I usually go to the market from school.
Wow.
Close from school, I go to market to stay with my mom in the shop, because she was selling clothes, like all this Ankara. She was selling Ankara laces and shit there. So I was always with her. And most of the customers prefer to buy from me than my mom, you know?
Wow.
So it started that way, maybe because of the cordial relationship I had with them. So when I got admission to the Polytechnic, I had to also go into the business. When they give me money for feeding, I said, I'm not going to use this money and just feed you. It's just finishing 1 week. Let me go to the market and get some things.
Wow.
You know, so that was how I started. So
okay.
Instead of going to school with the feeding money, the maintainer, the pocket money that was given to me, I go to the market, I get some stuffs like some cosmetics, then cream, relaxers and the rest of them, everything about hair and all of that. Then I'll take them to school. So by the time you know it, that money will stay till 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I'll still have extra change, you know. So Now that I started,
so industrious. So they give you feeding money for school and you use it to trade.
Yeah.
Do you give returns to the person who gave you the capital?
Why would I give them? I'm just joking.
So what did you study in school?
Actually studied first of all I studied diploma in law in my polytechnic. Okay. So I actually wanted to become a barrister, I had it in mind I wanted to become a barrister. And you know how the situation, our educational system is here.
Yeah.
So after that, to get direct entry into universities, they were just turning me up and down, up and down.
Okay.
And sometimes they ended up giving me some stupid, let me not call it stupid cuts because they weren't actually what I aspired to study.
Okay.
So they were giving me contrary courses to what I applied for. So I decided not to go into it anymore. So
yeah.
I eventually came to Lagos from Sokoto to Jos, actually.
Ooh.
Then from Jos to Lagos. So I came to Lagos. I said, okay, because I saw this Pepti film school advert on TV. So I said to come to Lagos to come study acting.
Okay.
And I said, okay, let me just go study acting because I like to act too. I actually wanted to study costume and makeup as well, though. But I didn't have that kind of money, so I started with acting. So when I came, that was how I studied costume and makeup.
Okay.
I studied acting actually, then from there I studied costume and makeup. Then when I finished, I told myself, see, my education will not end here. All thanks to my MD from the same PFC. She encouraged me to go into higher institution, go to university, get a BSc certificate. And I was like, I don't have that money, you know. I had lots of responsibilities on me then, so I said, okay, let me just go and study. So I went to National Open University and I applied and I studied. I applied for Mass Comm and I got it, so I studied Mass Communication. And here we are.
Oh, that's nice. So you can be a presenter here now. Yeah, let's switch. Come on, present the show. You interview me now. I mean that's an awesome story. So you grew up in Sokoto.
Yeah, I grew up in Sokoto.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your outfit. Let's start from Chinwe Angelic Touch Studio. When did you set it up?
Chinwe Angelic Touch has been there for, will I say, over 6 to 7 years.
Wow.
Yes. But the thing is that, okay, but I started my makeup professionally for about 10 years now. That was in 2010. So the thing is, I was just doing the work. I was just working as a makeup artist. I graduated from the film school as a makeup and costume student.
Okay.
Then the school deemed it fit to retain me as a makeup and costume lecturer.
Wow.
Yeah, so
you must have graduated with very high.
So this thing was actually I had a good foundation with my career actually. So I started as a lecturer. I started my makeup career as a lecturer.
Yeah.
So then lecturing there. Then at the point my MD was like, Chinwe, your talent is too much to be hidden, you know.
Yeah.
So why don't you go into the production aspect where you can meet some celebrities, do some makeup on them, let them see your work out there. And I'm like, okay. So she now said, okay, go and submit your CV to WAP. I submitted my CV to WAP. That's when I didn't have production. So I submitted my CV to WAP and they went through it and saw some of my jobs and they employed me as the production makeup artist.
Okay.
So that was how I became makeup artist for Super Story, Papa Jazz School, and the rest. So I was.
So tell me about that. What does it entail, especially the part of being a special effects makeup artist? What does it take?
It takes a whole lot of.
Because a lot of people say it's especially for just the normal makeup people.
Mm.
There are people who have said it is witchcraft. Because you see people who are looking one kind,
mm-hmm.
and then a makeup artist will touch their faces and they start looking like, you know, they were painted by Michelangelo. So what does it entail altogether?
I think it has to do with a whole lot of creativity.
Yeah.
You have to be very creative. You have to learn to understand how to, you know, interpret your script well.
Okay.
Yes, because sometimes people, when I'm reading script for production, people keep asking me questions like, are you not makeup artist? Are you acting? Why are you reading script? I need to even read before the actors get the scripts, because I need to understand what the story is all about, and I need to understand how to go about my character breakdown.
Yeah.
So I actually define each character as with my makeup. So now I need to understand the fact that this person is playing this young guy that is called Chooks. He's supposed to be playing that is 35 years old.
In real life,
he's supposed to be playing a scene or a role of a 75-year-old man or 80-year-old man. Mm-hmm. So I need to understand that aspect as well. So, and be able to, you know, give it out there so that when people, viewers, see that person, they will know that, oh, wow, you know, they will know that this person is an elderly man. So maybe it's later when they now see the before and after picture, they will not be wondering, are you kidding me? Like, is this person really young? He doesn't look that young in camera. So you need to understand that. You need to also understand the fact that maybe somebody's eyes have to be removed in that particular story, and you also have to make sure that you give it to the viewers the way it's supposed to be or the way the story portrays it. So it takes a whole lot of creativity, concentration, and
you also lecture, like you said.
Yeah, I do.
So what's the difference between actually practicing your field and lecturing it?
Oh yeah, the difference. Okay, the difference there is impacting knowledge.
Okay.
Yes. One, you're impacting knowledge, and one, you're showcasing your talent.
Okay.
But at the same time, while you're impacting knowledge, they also have similarities, because these two aspects of profession, if I would put it that way, has to do with practicals.
Okay.
If you're lecturing students, like all the students I lecture, I also lecture in Eco City Polytechnic.
Your profile said.
Yeah, so
that's in Lagos too.
Yeah, in Lagos. So I lecture with practicals. So when you lecture them, you're actually also at the same time showcasing your artwork. So whichever way you're practicing, be it on set as a makeup artist or lecturing, both have to do with practicals.
Okay.
Do you understand? So that's what it is.
Okay, so let's talk briefly about your other hustle. Which of them is the main hustle? Which one is the side?
Why would know which one is main hustle now? Which one is side?
So they're all main hustle.
I don't know which one is main hustle now.
Okay, so let's talk about the other things you do. What other things do you do? You also act.
Yeah.
And you produce a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that movie. How many movies have you produced?
I've produced. What was it?
I know I saw one on sexual abuse.
Yeah, that's Listen When a Girl Says No.
Yeah, Listen When a Girl Says
No. Yes. And I've produced what was the title of this movie again? I forgot. Oh my god.
Wow.
I have some skits I have produced.
Okay.
Then I have some movies I have produced. They are all on YouTube actually.
Okay.
Then I have produced Listen When a Girl Says No has to do with sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So, and you know, as at that point when I wrote that story and produced it, there was serious rape occurrences here and there.
Okay.
That was the period when a girl who was reading in the church was actually raped.
Yeah, she was raped in Benin City.
Yes, in Benin City. So I think that actually motivated me into doing that story. So I was trying to pass a message that to men out there that you don't have to force a woman to do what they do not want to do.
Okay.
You don't force a woman to. There must be consent from both parties before anything has to go down. So I needed to pass that message. And as well, if there should be a strong capital punishment for these people, right?
Yeah.
It would be more ideal.
Definitely.
Yes, it would be more ideal if we get more capital punishment for those people who abuse, especially the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Imagine you having sexual feeling for a child of 2 months, 3 months, and all that. So a whole lot of these things, you know, actually motivated me into.
So let me ask the question that somebody may want to ask you.
Okay.
Did you at any point in time were you sexually harassed or sexually abused?
Oh yes, I was harassed, not abused. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I was several times like, this is supposed to be personal, but it was there. It's actually something I need to speak out someday so that people will also have, you know, and know that part of me too, because I was sexually harassed, in fact, several times from a particular medical doctor, actually.
Are you serious?
Yes, a medical doctor. The first harassment I experienced, I had, was from a medical doctor. I was supposed to go get something from him for my aunt, and he actually locked me up in the office and he almost raped me.
Wow.
I was crying. He was insulting me that I'm so naive. Look at you, you're just wasting chemical, you know. He said a whole lot of things and I was like, please just forgive me if I've ever offended you. You know, I can actually talk and laugh about it now, but that day was a hell for me, seriously.
Wow.
So, and God be the glory. I think as I was crying and he felt so annoyed. He was stark naked in the office. Seriously. And thank God for a very big table in the middle of the office. So he was just pursuing me round the table. It's crazy. So and he was even threatening me that if I raise my voice, if anybody comes in, I'm gonna tell them that I was even the one that was trying to harass him.
Wow, that's,
you know, and
it's terrible. Man.
Yes, and I was scared at that time because if you come to Sokoto State, my mommy was well known, you know, especially in the church. I know Sokoto is a very small state, so any small thing now, before people go viral, those thoughts were coming into my head. Ah, before people will say, this girl has gone to harass a medical doctor in the office. So at that time, that was also what was coming into my head. So I was just crying with my voice low, not to, because he warned me that if anybody hears my voice, he will tell me that I came to the office to come and harass him. So, you know, that and a lot of other experiences I wouldn't want to talk about now.
Wow.
You know?
So those are the things that informed you, your decision to make a movie on sexual harassment?
Yes, plus the happening as well. Mine were just on the peripheral, if I will put it away.
Yeah.
There are vital issues at that point in time, at that period, that motivated me to do this.
Okay.
Do you get? There are vital cases, just like I mentioned, the girl that was raped, you know.
Murdered.
You know, and murdered.
And that was just one case. There are several other cases.
I also saw the one that the mother drops the child to school under the principal's care, the headmaster's care. Sorry, the proprietor's care, and he actually sexually abused that child.
Wow.
So this whole thing happened at the same point, at the same period.
Yeah.
So this, I just really felt I should just.
But how did the movie do? Did you take it on tour or show it? Or
not really. But I'm still going to do that.
Okay.
I'm still going to do that because we need to create more awareness.
Okay.
Raise your voice, even if the person say, if you talk, I will tell people you are the one that wants to rape me. It's just to threaten you, because obviously if I was as wise as I am now, I will shout.
Definitely.
Let them come, and you will tell me how I managed to lock your own office door and want to rape you, as small as I was then.
Yeah.
I was just 18 or thereabouts.
Wow.
So why would you say that? So I was scared, you know, because of certain stigmatization. But whoa, don't care about any stigma. Raise your voice. Because if that guy has succeeded in raping me, I would have also regret not opening up to raising my voice for people to hear me. You know, so that is it. And he's actually a lecturer in a medical school. It's crazy, man.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, so back to the hustle.
Yeah.
Other than, you also do some other stuff. Tell me about it.
I do other stuff too. I do stuff like selling of shoes, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
I sell shoes.
You sell apparel.
So I import shoes from China and I sell. Okay. On wholesale, actually. I sell basically on wholesale. Then I do retail selling too.
Okay.
Yes, so, and I also sell some Africa products, African brands.
Like African or Nigerian brand?
Nigerian design. Designers. Okay. I have some designers from Nigeria too.
Oh.
So like Amina Mawudi, Ego, those ones, I have them too.
Okay.
So, and they are good brands actually, very good quality, very quality shoes that you can wear and be proud of.
Okay, so in all of these, what are the challenges you face as a businesswoman?
Ah, challenges.
But that's the only thing I can call you. I can't call you a makeup artist. I can't call you. So let's just call you businesswoman. Because we're everywhere. So what are the challenges you face?
Challenges there. Especially during this COVID,
yeah,
it's not been easy. Okay. So many people want to buy things from you, but they don't have money.
They don't have money. Yeah.
You get.
People's income have been.
Yes. So, and some people also will ask you, Chinwe, I want this one. Keep this one for me. They will point and point and point and point and keep. And they will say, okay, I'm coming to pick it up. And you will not see them. Me, that I like money. If I see somebody that comes that give me money, I will sell it. So at the end of the day, I told you to keep them for me. And I'm like,
I didn't see you.
I did not see a lot. So you get, so that's actually one of the challenges I've had as a businesswoman. Then when it comes to makeup aspects too, the challenges there is that these people, these Nigerian producers, they don't know how to, they don't like to pay well.
Oh, okay.
You get, they don't like to pay well. So, and me, if you don't pay me well, me, I will not do your job. That's okay. How I do. Because all of them will keep telling you it's a low budget production. Low budget production. None of them has ever opened their mouth to say it's a high budget production. I don't know why. And at the end of the day, when the movie comes out, it happens to be a high budget production. Do you understand? So I refuse to allow myself to be used anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so most times they call me for jobs and I say, if I give them my price, negotiate and they are not able to pay me, I will say I'm not doing it. So, and because of that, some people will say Chinwe is too expensive. Yes, I have to be expensive because I trained professionally. I did not learn on YouTube, neither did I learn on the roadside. So I actually, and I know what I will deliver as a professional. So you cannot, we know, even basically we are not even naturally speaking in this country, there is nobody's job that is well paid.
Definitely.
You understand. So, but at least let the remuneration be encouraging.
Okay.
You don't just pay people any amount just because you think to you maybe you're doing them a great favor or something. No. You need to pay people something that when you sit back and think about it and also see the outcome of their job, you also feel happy, you know, for employing such a person and also for paying that person certain amounts of money.
Okay, so I mean, you just mentioned that a lot of these producers, they underprice you. Other than that, what are some of the things you feel you need to make your job better?
Some of the things I need to make my job better is constantly researching and constantly trying to be creative. Most times I try to do things that other people do not do.
Okay.
I try to be unique in my own way. I don't want to be that makeup artist that does what every other person do.
Okay.
Yes, I do the things I do because I want to do those things, and I also try some things behind my closed doors, and I come to also teach my I do the practical on my students.
Okay.
You know, I have my makeup school, so I do my practical on my students, and it happens to come out, it comes out well, and I feel excited. So when I go on set or when I get a job, I want to apply that.
Yeah.
Like my brow, everybody, actually, I like your eyebrows. So I'm always trying to be creative. I'm always trying to be unique.
She's always on point. I wish we were doing a live video so you see the person that is talking to you.
So I always like to be unique. I don't want to do what every other person is doing. I just want to do my own thing in my own way and make sure that I research a lot to know the trending things in makeup so that I won't be left behind. So that's what I try to do.
Okay. But how about your makeup materials? Are they things that are easily accessible?
They are easily accessible if you have your money.
Yeah, so they are not easily accessible.
If you have your money, they are easily accessible. You know, these are one of the things I was talking about earlier. These people come, they price you down. They imagine you telling me you want to pay me the same money you paid me 5 years ago. Well, the economic situation right now, the economic situation right now is not the same as it was 5 years ago. So things have really, the prices of things have really inflated. And when you're negotiating with anybody, you need to put all of that into consideration as well. So most of these products are really very expensive now.
Yeah.
Really very expensive. So you wouldn't tell me to come and do makeup for you when I'm using the product that the foundation alone is about 15,000 or 12,000 naira. Do you understand? Are you pricing me? What is not even making sense?
Yeah.
So yes, yeah, so all of those things that need to be put into consideration. Products are expensive. So if you have your money, they are accessible. But if you don't have your money, they are not accessible. So that's what it is.
I mean it's cool that you're taking this up as a business. Mm-hmm. What would you say to you? I mean, you also lecture. We've said that repeatedly.
Yeah.
So if for somebody who wants to come into this field, what would be your advice to that person?
Somebody who want to come into this field of makeup,
like me now, yeah, my next endeavor is as a makeup artist. When I finish with you, they see you and they don't run there. They don't even touch you.
No, but seriously, if you as a guy go into makeup, I promise you're gonna make it.
Really?
Yeah, if you go into makeup, I usually encourage the guys around me to, especially those of them who have nothing to do. I will advise, I say, if you have passion for this, so try it.
Okay.
Yes. If you try it, I promise you, you're going to make it. If you're a guy listening to me, try it first. Because one thing I've noticed or I've observed is that most ladies would prefer to have a male stylist.
Yeah.
True. They would prefer to have a male makeup artist. I just like to say, oh, he's my makeup artist. You know, that's the fact that he mentioned the makeup artist as a he gives them this kind of joy, you know.
Really?
Few, yes. So he's my makeup artist.
I think I've been wasting my career. I need a new career path.
He's my makeup artist, he's my stylist, he's my designer, he's my this. So they always prefer to do with the guys than with the girls. What? Whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So, I mean, training people to do what you do, what future do you see for the world of makeup artists? The makeup artist industry and especially the special effects.
Mm-hmm.
Industry, what future do you see going by the quality of people you have trained?
Yeah, I see a great future for the makeup professionals, you know.
Yeah.
Because from the look of things and from what I get to see from my students, especially the passionate ones, because it's not everybody that you train that have passion for makeup.
Definitely. Some
of them just want to leave the house every morning and have a place to go to. Okay. Then the very passionate one, when you see what they do, you will know that if you're not a makeup artist, there's wahala for you. These guys are so, so creative. I think time will come when they start building human.
Are you serious? SFX,
yes, you know. So, and I'm proud. I'm proud for the upcoming makeup artists, especially the professional makeup artists. You know, the future is going to be so great, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the future is going to be, it's going to be something that if you're not a professional, you'll be so shy to even open your mouth and call yourself a makeup artist.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, so, if you're just joining us, we are on Hustlers Hangout live on Apex Radio, and I wish we could take comments from our listeners, but we are working on that in the near future. That is going to be possible, because that's the essence of doing a live, you know, broadcast.
Yeah.
But if you're just joining us, we are still talking to Chinwendu Anyang.
Mm-hmm.
She's simply known as Chinwe.
Yeah.
And she's the founder and CEO of Chinwe Angelic Touch Studios. I bet you, if she touches you, you look like an angel.
Oh my
she looks like an angel.
Oh my
I'm just enjoying her presence here.
Oh my God.
Like, if we run this interview for the next 4 hours, don't blame me. I don't want her to be. Yeah, you also do wig making.
Yes, I'm into wig making as well.
And beauty products?
Yeah, I sell beauty products as well.
Okay.
So I sell all kinds of makeup products.
Okay, tell us about wig making. What does that mean?
Yeah, I do wig making. Like, you get your weave ends and we convert them into wigs for you.
Oh, okay.
And do full frontals, we do closure wigs. Then we also do braided wigs as well.
Okay.
Like, basically, I have my aunt who's in London. So basically, most of the time, I produce in large quantities and I supply to her.
Okay.
So she does the retailing over there. So I do wig making. I do.
What does that entail?
In just you having your. If you want to start up with that, if you want to start up that kind of business, you don't even need much.
Okay.
Yes, you don't need much. So that's why I wonder why people complain that I don't have anything.
There are no jobs.
You can do something, right? You can. With the little capital you have, you can start doing something. With 10,000, you can start doing. You can start wig making. With 10,000-20,000 naira, you can start wig making. Like braided wig making. If you know how to braid, yeah. Just get your hairnet. How much are they selling the hairnet? You buy attachments. You buy attachments of 5,000 naira. If you buy 5,000 naira attachments, you can use it to produce about 3 weeks.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yes, you can use it to produce about 3 weeks. Or let me say, attachments of 6,000 naira can give you 3 weeks. And you have your net is not going to cost you up to, with 1,000 naira, you can still get wigs, wig
okay.
caps.
There are questions I would like to ask here.
Yeah.
But they're just going to show how ignorant I am. So I don't know whether I should go ahead and ask them.
Okay, go ahead.
So there are attachments.
Yes.
Those are the ones you attach.
Extension. Yeah.
If you say extension, you're confusing me. So you attach them, like you fix it.
You fix and braid them.
So the wig is the one you just wear,
yes,
and you take off when you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
So it now becomes a wig where you attach it to that hairnet and get it braided.
Oh, so that's
you
what
you cannot wear it as a cap.
Okay, watch out! I'm rolling out my hairline by tomorrow. I'll start selling attachments.
Okay, now.
Sorry, is there attachments I'm selling now?
Whichever one you want to sell, or wig.
Wig, yeah, wig is the one. I'll start making wigs now and
selling
to everybody. She has given me the lowdown, so you just get your hair nets,
okay.
Get the attachment, and stitch it together.
I get your hair cream.
Okay, now it's becoming complicated.
Yes, lubricate your hands so you don't feel hot, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. So, of all of this, you know how people give birth to 5 children, 10 children,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is their favorite child. So of all of these, which one is your baby?
My baby is makeup. My baby is makeup. That's my number one baby.
Why?
Because I have passion for every other thing. Okay. I'm an all-rounder, but I don't know why. I don't know if I have a why for that, right? I just love makeup because it gives me joy making people look beautiful. Most times people say, Chinwe, you love to do makeup on people, but you don't like to wear makeup on yourself. Well, I enjoy doing it on others than doing it on myself. Seriously. Yeah. But sometimes, you see, sometimes when I'm moody, when I'm sad, I just go to the mirror and I start doing makeup on myself.
Really?
Then I do a video, I'm happy again, so I'm fine. So maybe these are one of the reasons why I love makeup. And it's not like makeup is giving me the kind of money the other ones are giving me.
Oh.
Yeah, boy. I
see, that must be true love.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is November.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was like, man, people say it was like a horror movie.
So
how was that period for you, the pandemic? How did you cope? How did you survive it?
We survived through the grace of God. God was faithful to all of us, at least that we are counted among the living today, right?
Yeah, true.
Then and we're busy eating the ones we meet. We're busy eating from the savings we had over the years, you know. And there was no income. We're just spending. We're just being, when you go through your phone, all you see is debit alert.
No, oh my credit. God.
Sometimes then I want to cry. Then when I lament, some people will say, you should be grateful to God say that you are even alive. You're alive, you even have the money to spend. And through that period too, my friend helped me a lot.
You see, introduce me to your friends. I need friends.
My friend helped me a lot.
Okay.
My boyfriend.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to go into that now, but since you have
helped me a lot actually, so it wasn't too difficult for me. So, and at that time too, we also tried to reach out to one or two people too that cannot still help themselves, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least if you're privileged, there are people who are not that privileged.
Okay.
So we're able to just help people small like that.
Okay. Yeah. So the boyfriend.
No.
That was just a sneak peek. I mean, okay, the question I'm with is a professional question.
Okay,
like, he knows what you do.
Exactly, yeah.
And he's very cool with it.
Yes, exactly.
And he's very supportive with it.
He is very supportive and very encouraging, yeah.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I get confused in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
He gives me ideas how to go about it.
So. Okay. Sorry, what was the attraction?
For
him, what attracted you to him that made you now finally see?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Mm. Let's leave it at that. But in case you run into her, she's taken. So.
I don't think you know. I'm still single. Just friend.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm still single. Well,
I don't know if to say thank God for that. But what are your plans for the near future? Let's not talk about, like, the year has ended.
It's ended already.
Yeah, so what is next for you?
Yeah, the next plan is I'd like to have my product. I'd like to have my CAT powder, CAT foundation. I'd like to have my CAT lipsticks, eyebrow pencils, eyeshadows, brush set, concealer palette. I would want to have products written in my name, like,
oh, okay,
you have Mary Kay and all of that.
Yeah.
A classic. You have CAT.
I mean, that is good. Like I told you earlier, the essence of this program is to promote, you know, Nigerian brands.
Yes, yeah, so my own
Nigerian
brand is coming out.
Businesses. So, I mean, how are you working towards that?
I'm trying not to rush into it, yeah?
Okay.
So that's why I'm taking my time to make research.
Okay.
And how to get quality products. Because this has to do, these are skincare products. These are things that has to be, that are being applied on the skin.
Yeah.
So I have to be very, very
careful
about it, yes. So I don't just go to anybody and say, please produce powder for me just because I want to have my name on it. I'm making a thorough research on the right product and the right company to use for the production.
We are rooting for you. We know in the near future we'll see you. You'll be back here to showcase your product. So
yes, though, amen.
It's not even up for contention.
Yeah.
But how soon?
As soon
we're not rushing you, but
yeah,
how soon?
As soon as God permits me to do that. I'm hoping to do something by next year, God's grace.
By next year. So those are among your plans for next year?
By God's grace, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, it has been wonderful having you here. Like, you're really a delight to talk to, and we look forward to having you around again. We wish you the best in your endeavors. And once again, thank you for joining us on Hustlers Hangout.
Yes,
we hope you had a nice time.
Yeah, I did. And please don't forget to watch that movie. I remember it now. It's Be Your Own Boss. So when you watch it, it also encourages you on the advantage of you being your own boss.
Oh, okay.
I saw some
stuff about, there are even stuff we haven't talked about. You have like a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel.
Like a YouTube TV, your young TV.
CAT TV. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like you interview people.
Yeah, celebrities.
Celebrities.
Like, interview celebrities on their beauty lifestyles and all of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I mean, is that still active or it was something you just did one time?
It's active because I actually did a whole lot of interview with a lot of celebrities.
Okay.
Then some are out.
Okay.
Some will be out soon. Then majorly, I think one of the challenges I had was giving my content to a very wrong editor.
Oh yeah,
who messed the whole thing up. I couldn't even find, up until I can't even find those clips anymore, you know. So it's crazy. So that weighed me down somehow, but people around me are still pushing me to go on. So by God's grace, we'll continue.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to our studios. Just a final word for our listeners from you.
Final word is that I love you, every one of you listening to me right now. I love you all. I love you all, and I want to tell you that whatever you set your mind to do, you will achieve it. Just be positive, be optimistic. So long as you're seeing that vision, do not let anybody discourage you. Just get focused. Don't be discouraged until you attain that aim, attain that goal. It's very important. So, and the sky will just be your starting point. I know you will make it. I know the economy is not helping us, but we need to help ourselves.
Definitely.
Yes. So just get focused, and by the grace of God, every other thing now, story, we'll make it.
Thank you. And do have, okay, it's Thursday. I won't say have a lovely weekend. Go to work tomorrow.
Oh, go to work.
Have a lovely weekend from tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.